I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. The world premiere of Champion, which opens tomorrow night as part of Opera Theater St. Louis's festival season, tells the story of real-life professional boxer Emile Griffith. It's jazz trumpeter and composer Terrence Blanchard's first opera. He'll join us today, along with mezzo-soprano Denise Graves. Also, a preview of next week's annual League of American Orchestras conference. It's the first time the event has been held in St. Louis since 1966. We're going to talk it over with League President and CEO Jesse Rosen and the Symphony's President and CEO Fred Bronstein. We begin the program today with the Big Muddy Dance Company closing out its second season at the Two Hill with Invigorate. Please welcome the company's Artistic Director Paula David and Managing Director Aaron Warner. Welcome to you both.
Hi, Steve.
Good to be here.
Good to see you again. Paula, you and Aaron were here, I guess, just about a year ago. So now with your second season just about under your belt, let's take a look back at the beginning.
It's actually been 3 years that we've existed. Uh-huh. It's just we started our training season 2 years ago. And Thanksgiving weekend 2009, I sat down with my husband and said, I want to start a professional dance company.
And he said...
And he knows me quite well. So he said, okay, then we started on the business plan. The other thing I had to check into before we said yes to the whole thing was I said, I need to commission the 40s by Lou Conti. He's the founder of Hubbard Street Dance Chicago, and it was a piece that they did for 23 years.
Hubbard Street.
I had performed it with the company, and I thought that that was something that St. Louis would really really, really love. So I emailed him and asked him if I'm going to start this company and could we commission the piece? And he said, yes, so it was a go. We had all the green lights were there. So we've incorporated in May 2010. We filed for a 501c3. 8 months later, we got it. It wasn't too slow. And we began to raise funds and we did living room performances, anywhere we could perform to get the name out there and encourage people to contribute. And then we started our first season fall 2011. So, yes. Mm-hmm.
We truly started as a grassroots organization, and it is astounding how much it has grown since then in such a short amount of time. We have 14 dancers now. And we have a space downtown on Olive Street, a studio. We have gotten to the point now where we have shows, so many performances, shows, events, different types of just happenings all the time. And, you know, I think looking back over the last 2 years, it's made me appreciate the process of all of this so much more, because if you always look towards the next thing, you miss all of the great stuff in between. And I think that this has been such a whirlwind and happened so quickly that you lose sight of that sometimes.
Hmm. Well, to succeed as a dance company, how important is it to create, I guess, something unique, some identity so that you stand out from everybody else? That's got to be part of the key to success, right?
Absolutely. It is. It's like any other business. You know, and I had learned that from mentors of mine, like Lou Conti, watching him build Hubbard Street, that the executive side, the marketing side of your artistic vision is just as important, you know, to get it out there, the awareness. Our artistic vision is to invigorate life through dance. So that's hence the name of our show this year, Invigorate. Mm-hmm. We do an eclectic rep of jazz, Broadway, contemporary styles of dance. We do comedy. We do mellow things. We do large, little edgier pieces, all to satisfy a broad range of audience members. All age groups can come to our show. We've taken our rep and done children's shows at the Magic House, and then at the other end of the spectrum, we've gone to senior citizen homes and done our rep for them. So we literally, that's how broad the music we use is, and...
And, of course, when you started all this, not the best time for arts organizations generally, just with the economy and so forth. So it's pretty amazing you did so well.
Yes, we've been extremely fortunate with our grant makers, our corporate funders, our individual donors. Everyone has been so supportive, and I think that they have become very invested in our mission and vision and want to get on board with this incredible journey that we're on. And I think that the excitement of it has made a huge difference in the funding aspect of things, because we get them excited as well.
Well, next week your concert Invigorate features some new work, commissioned work, I think you said. So let's start with that.
Okay. We have a piece called The Beat. It was choreographed by Antonio Douthit and Kervin Boyd. They are members of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, and they came in and set the brand new work in the company. We have a piece called Group Therapy, which is a piece I do. We pick tried and true pieces, and then we do the new. You know, we kind of do it both. So Group Therapy was another piece like the 40s that I said, we're going to get this one day. Harrison McEldowney choreographed it. It's a piece about four couples in group therapy together. It's comedic, so it's quite great. And we're going to do Punctuations, which is a piece we pulled from last year's concert about three punctuation marks. It's a period, an exclamation point, and a question mark. And that was choreographed by Sam Watson. He's a professor of dance at the University of Arizona. And, of course, we're doing the 40s. Yes, we did that last year. That will.
Well, you've mentioned that, so yes. Be a little more specific what that's all about.
It is a technical swing number.
1940s, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And just recently, Calvin Wilson from The Post said it was a love letter to the swing era, and I loved that line. I'm going to use it forever. Yeah, and it really is. It puts people to their feet. It's fun. Yeah, you've got to come see it. And then we are doing two works by Cameron Saunders. He's an up-and-coming choreographer here in St. Louis. He worked with us last year, and he's only 20 years old. He's prolific. Very talented. He's doing a piece called 3-4-4. It's a quartet on the men. And then he did a piece called Moments. It's a quartet on the women. Completely different type pieces, but they're both fabulous. And we're doing the thing that I think is been our biggest growth and for all of us is a piece called The Band by Laurie Stallings. She is a world-renowned choreographer. And she came in and set, within a 5-week process, set a 26-minute piece on us. They're wearing high school band uniforms. And I can't tell you anymore. You have to come experience it yourselves. It's fantastic. There are confetti guns, I can say that.
So why was this particularly challenging for you then, this one?
It's a new language of movement. And Erin's one of the dancers as well. She's our executive director and a dancer. So, Erin, you tell us.
The way that many contemporary companies and dancers move now is it is a different language from our typical training in the past, and we find different sources of movement, we find different relationships with each other, and it can be quite frustrating at times, but it can also be very rewarding, and we end up coming together as a group to sort of figure it out and to piece it all together. And by the time we're done with this entire journey, it has created this just wonderful piece that is almost mind-boggling.
Yeah, and I, you know, as their coach and teacher and artistic director, I've seen them grow in every. It's affected everything they do, from their ballet classes to all the other works that they do, to them as a team and a family. So it's a piece that's really taken us to another level.
Paula David and Erin Warner are with us today from the Big Muddy Dance Company. Invigorate is next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Two Hill. What else is on the program?
Well, I think I've mentioned most of everything. And we have one more piece called Nothing Changes by Brandon DiCrescio. He's from Chicago. So, yeah, it's a full evening.
Now, tell me about your dancers. They're professional.
It's not too long, though. Let me interrupt you. It's not too long, just so people know. It's not too long.
Glad you made that point.
It's just long enough.
Obviously, you're professional dancers, but up-and-coming or new dancers or young dancers is part of what you do, too, right?
Right. We have a trainee program at the Downtown Dance Center, which is home of the Big Muddy Dance Company. And we like to help post-college mostly, but some post-high school because they don't go to college, artists, dancers that want to go on and have a dance career, but they're a little bit lost. Especially the college ones, they don't have a lot of money. Their parents don't want to give them any more money. And so we offer really inexpensive classes or sometimes just completely free. And we have a semi-professional performing company, so we keep them performing. We give them a photo shoot. We help them with their resumes. We connect them with as companies that we can and directors, you know, trying to help them. They don't know sometimes what to do. They will audition for companies and not get in and give up. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it takes a lot longer than they think to make it in the dance world. So we are here to help bridge that gap for them.
You didn't have any problems along those lines, did you, Erin?
No, I was sort of one of the originals of this group, mm-hmm. and not to say that I did not have my challenges as a dancer, but It was just a little bit of a different scenario for me. And I think that a lot of my growing has been here in St. Louis and under Paula's direction.
Well, on the other end of the spectrum, you have a new program dealing with seniors.
Oh, yes. The best part of our whole season. The best part. I remember the day we did our very first performance at a retirement home. My dancers had been bickering in the studio about parts. And after the performance that evening, they all apologized and said, now we know what the meaning of life really is, you know, because touching those people's hearts is really special. We have three aspects to it. We are working with some scientists to be the company they use to do quantitative research on the slowing down of the progress of diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. And that is kind of more on their end. They have to fill out the grants for that, et cetera. Then we do the live performances at retirement homes. And then the third aspect is we're going to be doing some workshops with the Alzheimer's organization, more hands-on with the patients. And it is so rewarding. We go to these homes and we do about a 40-minute program, 45-minute program, and then we just spend about an hour hanging out with them. And they are the smartest, most really sharp people that you've on the planet, you know. And yes.
Older and wiser.
Older and wiser, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
You do some collaboration with local artists, art organizations, and musicians too.
Yes. Two of the main music groups that we have collaborated with are Miss Jubilee and the Humdingers, and also Shaboom. So they're both pretty well-known groups around the St. Louis area and so much fun to work with. We've also talked about some collaborations, potential collaborations with the Pulitzer Museum and the History Museum. So we've been in conversation with them. We are really excited about combining the different arts disciplines and using that combination to bring something new to light. And I think that both of those organizations are really excited about that as well.
We're doing a Shakespeare Festival tonight.
I wanted to ask you about that.
Yeah,
tonight
yeah.
and tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're the pre-show, you know. But again, what happens is hopefully we bring dance audiences to Shakespeare Festival, and then Shakespeare Festival brings, you know, Shakespeare
theater
fans
audiences.
To us, you know. So it's we like to collaborate with other forms of art. We also have been doing we did the Whitaker Festival on Wednesday night. We're going to be doing it three more Wednesdays coming up.
Missouri Botanical Garden.
Yes.
Did you see Terrence Blanchard, by the way? He was there, I think, this week. I don't know if you ran into him.
No, I don't think we did.
All right. He's on next, by the way.
Oh, wonderful.
So,
small world.
So you're going to be at the Whitaker some more through the summer.
Yes. I can't remember the exact dates. It's not every Wednesday night, but we're doing three more of what's left in the season.
Through July.
Yeah, through July.
Looking at your calendar, too, you do a bunch of what you call intensive showcases. What's that?
We have a summer intensive coming up during the month of July. It's a four-week summer intensive, and it's for ages 13 and up. We have different sessions throughout that 4 weeks for different age groups, but after each session, we hold a showcase for those students to show what they've learned throughout that time. And they get to perform for their friends and families in the studio. And it's really a wonderful experience. We've doubled the time that we're doing this from last year because it was so popular.
Well, these young people, are they necessarily people that want to have dance as a career, necessarily?
Not necessarily. I think a lot of them do, because usually if they are interested in doing dance intensives during the summer, it's because they're pretty committed to dance as an art. But it's not a requirement by any means. I think a lot of people are just committed to loving it.
If you want a career in dance, is there an age that is there an age when you're too old to start, maybe?
Well, I think that's changed a lot. I think years ago it used to be that. But now with chiropractic and physical therapy and all the wonderful things we know about the body, people's bodies can be preserved for a lot longer. I have a woman, and I won't name her because she'll probably kill me, but she's 36 years old in the company, and she's got a good 10 years left in her bones and joints. And yes, she's
you would never know.
You would
she
never
was 36.
Have any idea. And then as far as starting dance, I think it's either a gift you have or not. You can. I have a gentleman that's only been dancing for 6 years. He didn't start till he was in college. I just hired another gentleman. He'll be joining us next season. And I asked him how long he'd been dancing. He said 5 years. I was shocked. Mm. Men tend to start a little bit later than women, and I don't know why that is. We could go into that, but we won't. And then the women, you know, it just depends.
It does. I think that it depends on a lot of different factors, physical ability, artistic talent, but also, you know, how invested are you and how much work do you want to put into it?
Well, at the end of July, you're having auditions.
Yes.
So
correct.
What are you looking for?
Always men. Always more men. No, we've got 4, which is huge, and I just hired a 5th, but my dream is to have about 6 to 8 men, partially because casting the show for those poor guys, they're in almost everything. I don't want to kill them.
They need a break.
Yeah, plus, you know, it's just it creates so much more opportunity. We could do many more types of works when you have, you know, equal women and men in the group. Right. So,
well, if people would like more information about any of the things we've talked about, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page. We'll have a link to your website. They can find out about auditioning or the workshops that you do or anything else. But let's remind people right now, the Big Muddy Dance Company presents Invigorate. That's next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 8 p.m. each evening at the Two Hill, UMSL's Two Hill Performing Arts Center in the Lee Theater. And as on our website, we'll have information about tickets. Anything you want to say about that ahead of time?
Do you want to talk about the gala real quick?
Oh, sure. On Thursday night, the 20th, we are holding the Big Muddy Ball preceding the show. And so this is our main fundraiser for the year. And tickets are also on the Two Hills website to that event. But it should be a fabulous evening, a full dinner and live music and just basically the event revolves around the unveiling of our next season, so it's very exciting.
Well, congratulations on 2 years.
Thank you.
Two
Thank
seasons.
You.
We've been talking to Aaron Warner, Managing Director, and Paula David, Artistic Director of Big Muddy Dance Company, Invigorate. It's next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Two Hill. Thanks again for being here. Continued success to you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Coming up next on Cityscape, Terrence Blanchard. Tomorrow night, his first opera makes its world premiere. And later, hundreds of delegates converge in St. Louis to examine the future of symphony orchestras. This is St. Louis Public Radio.